Welcome to the Son of a Preacher podcast. Please sit back and listen to the thoughts and musings from sermons that were first brought to the pulpit 4, 5, even 6 decades ago. I am G.W., and I am the Son of a Preacher. I am so happy to be talking to you all again today. This message was first given on June 12, 1977. It was one of the first few sermons that my dad gave to a new church there in Iowa. The scripture was from Luke, the 10th chapter, and it said, "After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him, 2 by 2, into every town and place where he himself was about to come." Now the topic was sending in the amateurs. So when you see the scripture, you know, that scripture that I just read, he's sending them in 2 by 2. And remember, the Lord said that, "Behold, I send you out as lambs into the midst of wolves." And you've got to think about what he was doing. And Jesus knew that he didn't have much longer to preach and that he was going to go up on the cross soon, not that far off in the future. And he knew that many people still needed to hear the gospel. And they needed to be healed. So to do that, Jesus chose 70 other men. People who had been following him, knew his teachings, and he gave them the power to heal the sick. Now imagine that, even in today's world. But imagine that in the world where medicine was just in its infancy. To be able to go into a town and heal the sick. I mean, how wonderful would that be? How excited would you be to go into a town and go into a hospital and go, "You are healed. You are healed." I mean, how wonderful would that be? So before they left, Jesus told them that they should not take money or any extra clothing with them. Basically, they were going to have to live off the land. He said that wherever they were, and whatever they were offered, well, that's what they were going to use. That's what they would eat. That's where they would sleep. If they were offered clothes, if their clothes wore out, you know, that's the clothing they would wear. In the cities, then, you heal the sick, and you tell them that the kingdom of God has come to you. Now, who does that sound like in today's world? Well, it sounds like a lot of Christian groups that send out people on mission trips all over the world. But two other groups comes to my mind as I look at that. And the first one is the Mormons, you know, with the missions that they send their young people out onto. And in today's world, and in many ways, that's very similar to what the Lord was saying to do with those 70 people. Because a lot of those missions are young people or their seniors who are retired to go out on this mission. But they go out on a 2-year mission. And understand that it's a 2-year mission that they go 2 by 2, and they go and they live in the community, and they support themselves. They're not accepting any money from the people that they go and talk to. All they're doing is talking about their religion to the people around them. Now, similarly, that's exactly what the Lord did with those 70 people. Now, the other group that comes to mind is a political campaign. I mean, not just any campaign, but you know how any time that a candidate is going to come into a town and is going to tell the town what it is that he can do for them and how he or she is the next best thing for them to vote for. Well, they always send in an advance group, whenever they can afford it anyway. And they send that advance group in so that they can make sure that when they show up that there's a crowd for them to talk to. And hopefully, a crowd that's receptive to what they're saying and to their ideas. And if the crowd is not receptive, well, then their candidate is not going to be a candidate for very long. He's going to go down very quickly. So those two things are very similar to what the Lord was saying to do. Go out 2 by 2. Tell the word. Tell the word as loud as you can. And the Lord gave them the extra edge by saying that by giving them the ability to heal people. So He also said that they should eat what is set before them. And when you look at churches, I mean, even in 2022, you see a lot of extremely large mega churches, you know, non-denominational type thing. And the main pastor in that church, I'm sure, is making a very good living. And the associate pastors in that church are also able to make a pretty decent living. But when you look at the mainstream denominations, you see churches that are not only set up for the main pastor, but frequently the main pastor may be the only pastor in that church. And for that church congregation, it might be difficult for them to support that pastor with a livable salary. So when a pastor takes over the church, he accepts that mission, and he accepts that what he is able to make, yeah, may not be as much as he would desire. Now, even in the times that when my dad preached, the amount of money that a preacher made was not great. Okay, my dad made a living, but he was never, ever, it could be called wealthy by any stretch of the imagination. But my dad was preaching at a Methodist church, and he said that there were rules in that Methodist community that said that this is the minimum wage that a minister, no matter the size of the church, this is the minimum wage that he will be offered. And he said that he hoped that that minimum wage would be raised soon so that the pastors would be able to at least afford, you know, to get a dependable car and to be able to buy the gas that they need to visit the various parts of their parish and to be able to pay for the education of their own children. Now, obviously in the world today, there's going to be some people that are going to have a great deal of wealth, and there's going to be other people that are struggling on a daily basis to get by. But, you know, that's just the way of life in a democracy. So what one needs to be is grateful for the goodness in your life. Sometimes it's a good idea to just sit there and go, well, let me count my blessings. Name them off. List them on a piece of paper. And when you do that, you might be surprised at just what the Lord has provided for you and your life. I think we've all known people that they just kind of grumble through life. They're just never happy. They're never satisfied with what's going on around them. And there's other people that seem to walk into a room and no matter what their circumstance, they just seem happy. And they're happy to be there. And they're happy to see you. And they're happy to talk with everybody in the room. And that's so important. I mean, it's so important to try your best and to know that to be a happy person that walks into a room, knowing that the Lord is with them and helping them, that is so important. And everyone should try to get to that state in their life. So you have these 70 men that went out. And Christ sent up. And he tell the word, heal the people. And you have those groups that do similar things. They send out people on missions. They send out people on missions to help in other places and to spread the word. And remember that it's with pride that a person goes out and helps spread the word to the Lord, to the people of the world. Now, we've had a pretty good upheaval in this country over the last 4 or 5 years. And we've had several elections that have moved the country one direction or the other. But one thing has stayed true, and that is this. In this time of great consequence for our country, we need to pray for our leaders. So thank you for listening to this today. May the Lord bless you, keep you in peace.